Hi everyone. To celebrate the landmark of Sneak Cove having new artwork arriving this week, I want to thank you all by having a special sale on Sneak Cove Premium. For 3 months, you can join our supporters feed for $1.49. That's 70% off the normal price. You'll get access to ad-free listening, music tracks, and dozens of exclusive recordings. All you need to do is go to sneakcove.com/support and sign up. You can set up the feed in 2 taps. It's that easy. The sale is running for 1 week only, and I'm going to be reading out the names of all active supporters on the show next week. So please act quickly. Thank you all, and here is a quick word from our sponsors. Tonight, listen to a fun Norse story as Loki and Thor scheme to get Mjolnir back, Thor's hammer that has been stolen by the giants. You can get over 300 ad-free episodes and 50 bonus episodes, with more content constantly being updated. So if you would like to support the show, please go to sneakcove.com/support. Thank you so much. And here's a preview of the story. How Thor and Loki befooled Thrym the Giant. Loki told another tale about Thor. About Thor and Thrym, a stupid giant who had cunning streaks in him. Loki and Thor had been in this giant's house. He had made a feast for them, and Thor had been unwatchful. Then, when they were far from Jotunheim, Thor missed Mjolnir, missed the hammer that was the defense of Asgard and the help of the gods. He could not remember how or where he had mislaid it. Loki's thoughts went towards Thrym, that stupid giant who yet had cunning streaks in him. Thor, who had lost the hammer that he had sworn never to let out of his sight, did not know what to do, but Loki thought it would be worthwhile to see if Thrym knew anything about it. He went first to Asgard. He hurried across the Rainbow Bridge and past Heimdall without speaking to him. To none of the dwellers in Asgard whom he met did he dare relate the tidings of Thor's loss. He spoke to none until he came to Frigga's palace. To Frigga he said, "You must lend me your falcon dress until I fly to Thrym's dwelling and find out if he knows where Mjolnir is. If every feather was silver, I'd give it to you to go on such an errand," Frigga said. So Loki put on the falcon dress and flew to Jotunheim and came near Thrym's dwelling. He found the giant upon a hillside, putting golden and silver collars upon the necks of his hounds. Loki, in the plumage of a falcon, perched on the rock above him, watching the giant with falcon eyes. And while he was there, he heard the giant speak boastful words. "I put collars of silver and gold on you now, my hounds," said he. "But soon we giants, we have the gold of Asgard to deck our hounds and our steeds. Yea, even the necklace of Freya to put upon you, the best of my hounds. For Mjolnir, the defense of Asgard, is in Thrym's holding." Then Loki spoke to him, "Yea, we know that Mjolnir is in thy possession, O Thrym," said he. "But know thou that the eyes of the watchful gods are upon thee." "Ha, Loki, shape-changer," said Thrym, "you are there, but all your watching will not help you find Mjolnir. I have buried Thor's hammer 8 miles deep in the earth. Find it if you can. It is below the caves of the dwarves. It is useful for us to search for Thor's hammer, said Loki. Thrym. It is useless for you to search for it, said the giant sulkily. But what a recompense you would gain if you restored Thor's hammer to the dwellers in Asgard, Loki said. No, cunning Loki, I will never restore it, not for any recompense, said Thrym. Yet bethink thee, Thrym, said Loki. Is there naught in Asgard you would like to own? No treasure, no possession. Odin's ring or Frey's ship, Skidbladnir. No, no, said Thrym. Only one thing could the dwellers in Asgard offer me, that I would take in exchange for Mjolnir, Thor's hammer. And what would that be, Thrym? Said Loki, flying towards him. She whom many giants have striven to gain, Freya for my wife, said Thrym. Loki watched Thrym for long with his falcon eyes. He saw the giant would not alter his demand. I will tell the dwellers in Asgard of your demand, he said at last, and he flew away. Loki knew that the dwellers in Asgard would never let Freya be taken from them to become the wife of Thrym, the stupidest of the giants. He flew back. By this time, all the dwellers in Asgard had heard of the loss of Mjolnir, the help of the gods. Heimdall shouted to him as he crossed the Rainbow Bridge to ask what tidings he brought back. But Loki did not stop to speak to the warden of the bridge, but went straight to the hall where the gods sat in council. To the Æsir and the Vanir, he told Thrym's demand. None would agree to let the beautiful Freya to go live in Jotunheim as a wife to the stupidest of the giants. All in the council were cast down. The gods would never be able to help mortal men, for now that Mjolnir was in the giant's hands, all their strength would have to be used in the defense of Asgard. So they sat in the council.